Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Smiley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Joey Cora. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Huff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch hits a line drive for a single. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griebeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knoblauch moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Puckett moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is hit by the pitch. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Cora moves to second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch fields it and throws to second for the out. Cora moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carcoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Smiley, and towards Knoblauch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smiley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grebeck hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cora is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbard fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. Huff strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 0 for 1 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive towards short. Grebeck catches it and tags out Laos for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grebeck moves to second. Two outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sax is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Webster hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Webster reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne bunts in front of the plate. Karkoviche fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sax scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ventura moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ventura tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 0 for 2 in the game. Huff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Huff reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Huff moves to third. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Huff scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grebeck hits a pop-up towards third. Laos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sachs can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ventura. Davis moves to second. Jarvis Brown pinch runs for Pedro Munoz. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Laos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sachs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing right field. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sachs hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webster moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Webster moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webster tags and scores. Gagne tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Huff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Huff strikes out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Karkovice is 0-for-3 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Karkovice reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bell scores. Karkovice moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Craig Griebeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Webster fires to third and picks off Karkovice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Jarvis Brown. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo pinch hits for Scott Lewis. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with thick pen covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.